Welcome to another episode of the Wild Chicago Way, the journey from Cork to Chicago and back, taken by Paul O'Mahony, and it's the 26th of June, and you can feel Dublin coming. As you're driving from Cork to Dublin, there's no traffic of any consequence, really. You're barely aware of it until you get to a certain point, and I've reached that point now at 6:50 in the morning. You can feel that the roads are slowing up because more and more cars are out there heading into Dublin. So it's, and I'm expecting to grind to a crawl at some stage along this road and then settle down and have my patience tested, because I'm hoping that I can get to this car park not that much later than 7:30. I think that's optimistic, but sometime between 7 and 7:45. I've just seen a sign for Nace. I'm passing a sign that says Kildare Village, the National Stud, Japanese Gardens. If you've never been there, they're worth a visit. I was there a long time ago. Would love to go again. Anyway, they're off to the left-hand side, and the main thing is that the traffic is slowing. Trucks by Eddie Stobart, Ireland, a temperature control distribution logistics company. Just past them too. Anyway, let's see. You never know what might happen yet on before we get to the airport. It's 7:03, passing a sign to Newbridge, and I've just had a very strong impulse. I could murder a full Irish. Yep, I could murder a full Irish breakfast. Sausages, bacon, egg, white pudding, black pudding, grilled tomatoes. Yeah, that would be enough. I don't do a great deal on baked beans, really. I could live without baked beans. But yeah, I could murder a full Irish. Oh, I forgot the toast. And I forgot the cup of tea. Well, I knew it was going to happen sometime. It's 7:05, and I'm now in a procession of traffic. I'm now no longer able to drive at a nice, comfortable speed in excess of 100 kilometers per hour. I'm now having to slow down to about 90, and it feels like a funeral cortege. It isn't really, it's not that bad. But it does feel like it's going in that direction. Okay, so we've ground to a halt. I'm completely stopped. I might as well turn off the windscreen wipers. I might as well just suffer this now. And whether I'm going to get to the airport on time, or what kind of a heart fibrillation I'm going to have based upon this traffic, I have no idea. Now, there's something I haven't seen in a long time. A small group of workers standing outside a place of employment, representing their trade union, SIPTU. And it's an official dispute, is what they have on their pickets. In other words, they have a poster attached to a piece of wood, and it's such a long time since I've seen that, and I'm reminded that it used to be so common, so average, so normal to see pickets outside places of work during the 1970s and 1980s. Now I'm passing the Green Isle. Things are moving slowly. But that was an interesting sight back, seeing workers fighting against their employer in an official dispute. Phew, Phew, absolutely. At 7:32, I hit the M50, and I must say it's a huge psychological boost to get onto the M50 out of that stationary traffic. Never thought I'd be so glad to see the M50. Oh, let's see how this part of it goes. Next stop, Ballymun. The north side. That's where I am now. I've just come across the River Liffey. And I'm just comparing in my mind this M50 with the M25 in London. I mean, I guess the M50, well, certainly is the London's M25. And the great thing about this road is that I could actually break the speed limit. Oh, I gotta pay a toll by 8 p.m. tomorrow, otherwise the toll will go up. So one of my jobs today when I get to the airport is to go on the computer and pay them the small toll fee. The whole trouble with the toll fee, as far as I'm concerned, is that, you know, I could end up having to pay fines. The fee itself is not really particularly significant, but the fine is. So I've got to make sure that I remember that I settle down with the computer in the Wi-Fi zone and pay them about the €2 or something like that that it's costing me to travel on this. Anyway, Junction 4, where are you? I'm heading for you, and that'll be taking me off here, and that'll be taking me to my parking. And I'm at Junction 6 right now, so hopefully it'll all go swimmingly from now on. The weather, by the way, is pretty crap. It's 7:48, and I've got lost. Yep, I took the wrong turning. I took a right turn when I think I should have gone straight on. I've had to go all the way around along the side of the airport. I can see the airport now. The frustration is I don't know exactly where the car park is, and this is chewing up more and more time. Ugh. Turning backwards now to where I was. Hopefully I'll be able to turn right at these traffic lights somewhere down here, and I will find the parking place very soon. Dublin Airport Authority have a very good deal on the parking. I mean, I can park for a wee... Oh, wow, there's a plane just landed. Oh, just near the road. Oh, that's rather nice. Anyway, the Airport Authority have got car parks, and I found one that will let you park in it for a week for €29, which is stunningly good. Hang on, here I've got it, I think. I'm looking for long-term blue. But you see, everything's bloody blue. Holiday blue. I'm not staying in a holiday blue car park. I'm staying in another blue car park. Staying in a place called Blue. Holiday Blue Long-Term Car Park. That's where I should have been. I should have been back there. Right, I got to turn around and go back. Oh, this is all too much. Bloody hell, this place is big. How on earth am I going to find my car when I come to get out of here, I don't know. But I thought I was coming to a sort of human-sized car park. This is humongous. And I've got to find a place to park, which is very hard in its own right. There's a family and a whole load of people waiting for a bus. So hopefully I'll find a place to park any second now. And then my mind will... Ah, there's one! Whoopee. Oh, I drive over this man here who's not watching where he's going. And I'm in Y38, in case anybody's interested in it. Maybe that will help me when I come back to find my car park, my seat afterwards. Right, I'm in. Okay, let's not hang around. Let's move quickly. I'm now safely ensconced in Dublin Airport car park. End of this recording. Back to you later on another recording. Bye-bye for now.